We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the area?
Yeah, we had a great meeting. The Western Region of the Clerks Association, headed up by the Niagara County Clerk. But we had a great conversation. We are now formalizing a letter from the Western Region. There is now five county clerks. We're teaming together to send a resolution to the president of the State County Clerks Association. But we had Chautauqua County, Cattaraugus County, Allegheny County, Niagara County, and Erie County. We are all on the same page and agree that we should not be issuing license to illegal immigrants. It's ironic yesterday, and I go to these many weeks, that I was at a naturalization ceremony. I am invited to speak, and we had 54 people from 27 countries. And the number of times that they said that you will legally follow the laws of this country. And I thought that was great, that they did it the right way. They did it the legal way. There is a path for people to come here, and I'm very supportive of those people. And in addition to that, we reached out to some of those organizations that we work with on a steady basis to issue passports. And we said, listen, we know there's been things in the news. We don't want any confusion, and we are going to set out some outreaches for them. We have some responses back. So we've gotten a great response in that. But to me, we are going to unify, and there's many other clerks throughout the state who have emailed me in support that they do not support the legislature, nor do they support the governor through executive order of allowing illegal immigrants without any documentation to have a license.
Have you had conversation with any of the clerks at the kind of eastern counties a little bit more? Not just the five that you mentioned.
Jefferson, yep. Through email, I didn't have an opportunity, but Dutchess County through email. And, you know, the irony of the whole thing is when we also talked about the hypocrisy of the state of New York. We, once again, in 2020, you'll have to get an enhanced driver's license. And one of the things the New York State requires is people to come in to get a new picture. Now, the state may be changing the policy because they don't want the counties getting the revenue, that people could just mail it in and you could keep the same picture, which is a violation of Homeland Security. That's number one. Number two, we also talked about, it was in ECC South, we talked about the number of people that are complaining that in order to have the chain of information to prove your name, which you would need if you're a United States citizen or a New York State resident, that, you know, people are coming in. And remember, if they don't have their original marriage certificate, so they're married, they could be married for 10, 20, 30 years. And whether it's a partner or a wife who has changed the name, and if they don't have that original marriage certificate, we send them home. So no Social Security card, no birth certificate. And if you have your this is pursuant to New York State, if you bring in your Social Security card and it's laminated, we can't accept it. So we're getting these false messages, and I could see why customers would be very frustrated, because on one hand, you have the state of New York saying one thing, and then they're making us file a separate set of rules. Remember, we are agents of the state. So it's very confusing for people. So we're hopeful that the state of New York will simplify this process and help our current citizens file so they can get their enhanced driver's license. I just want to throw a shout out. Clerk's office does passports. It's a really positive thing for the clerk's office, the revenue producer. So if you would like a passport, we are going to be doing passport outreaches. And once again, we had many of the people, those 54 people who became citizens yesterday, and an opportunity to address them at their naturalization ceremony at the Robert Jackson Courthouse, that we told them if they're going to be traveling to Canada or Bermuda, that they need the proper documentation. And we had them come over and get passports yesterday.
Last one from me, Mickey. I know last time I saw you, you said that you're not going to resign over your stance on
absolutely
providing
not.
the licenses and stuff. But would you be willing to go to jail for this stance if that situation could come forward, or do you think it doesn't get to that point?
I don't think it's going to get to that point. I mean, we'll fight it in the courts. Like I said, as a former assembly member, I fought Albany. We have the facts on our side. I could give you many examples of where the state of New York is not following their own laws. We know that under the vehicle traffic law, that people, when at the point of transaction, they can opt out. That information could be opt-outed. And right now, the state of New York is selling that information. They're not telling people that. That's in the law. They're not following the law. And I can give you many examples where the state is not following their own laws. And we just talked about with the enhanced driver's license, where they're now saying, well, maybe we'll have people mail it in and they can keep their license, their picture, for almost 16 years. That's unbelievable. I mean, I know myself how much I've changed in 16 years with my gray hair. So if you looked at a picture with me when I was 21, and then you looked at a picture, 16 years later, I don't look like the same person with my gray hair. So for security reasons, Homeland Security is not going to accept that. So we're getting messages from the state. So I'm just hopeful that the governor does not do this by executive order, and I'll do what I have to do. And once again, we'll take those steps and measures. And I said, and I will continue to say this, if anything, if I just do the basics of what Kathy Hochul said, our lieutenant governor, where she was going to have law enforcement there, where she was going to report, and then they were going to deport them. Basically, they would have ICE agents there at the Auto Bureau. I didn't even go that far, or the sheriff's. But if that's what it takes, we'll do that. We'll do whatever we have to do. I'm not going to file something that I feel as though is wrong. It's a violation of federal law, and I'm not going to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.